This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As you're well aware by now, the total solar eclipse coming up August 21st this year will feature the path of totality coming right through this region, Carbondale to be specific, and the longest totality will be in southern Illinois. So there are a lot of visitors coming in and out. Among them, Lou Mayo, who's an astronomer with NASA, and Blair Allen, a producer with NASA EDGE, are visiting southern Illinois this week. And we also welcome back Bob Baer, who's with SIU's Eclipse Committee. So as I ask a lot of people when they come through and they're getting ready for this eclipse, I'm going to ask the two of you, what will you be watching for on August 21st? Why is this day so special and this location? And Lou, I'll go ahead and start with you.
Well, solar eclipses happen all the time, all over the world. You get at least two every year, total eclipse, an annular eclipse, partial eclipse, but not so often in our backyard. So this eclipse is special because it's cutting right across the United States from Oregon to South Carolina. So you don't have to travel to Micronesia. You don't have to travel to the Antarctic. It's right here. Millions of people are going to get a chance to watch this amazing spectacle.
And I know thousands of them are planning to come to southern Illinois to witness this. The longest totality will be here in southern Illinois. Blair, you're with the NASA EDGE team, which is really kind of making sure that this is available to people around the world. Am I right?
That's true. And the real interesting thing about it is, you know, as Lou said earlier, this happens all the time in sort of unique places. But here we had the opportunity to bring some really interesting visual technology to present this eclipse in a stunning fashion for those here actually close by, but also those that can't make it. So that's a big part of what we're trying to do here in Carbondale.
The big celebration is going on the campus of SIU, Carbondale, and I know that you've both been a part of a team that's looking at the facilities here, talking about what you're going to need, what you can plan to do. I have heard people asking, well, why do I need to come to Carbondale? Why do I need to come to SIU? All I have to do is look up. So
yeah,
I wonder.
That's absolutely true. If you have protective eyewear, of course, or have a you can make a pinhole camera, and as long as you can look at it safely, this is your eclipse. This is America's eclipse. All you have to do is look up. But at SIU, there are a number of events planned, and NASA is going to be here. NASA EDGE will be here broadcasting. We'll have scientist interviews. Representatives from SOFIA, the Flying Observatory, will be here. All kinds of interesting things going on that will kind of, enhance the experience, I guess.
I wonder, Lou, people talk about the things that they'll be watching for inside this eclipse, and it's, we're going to look at the corona, we're going to look at all of these sorts of things. Is there a specific aspect of it that you are particularly interested in?
Well, of course, if you ask any, seasoned eclipse goer, and I'm not a seasoned eclipse goer, but they'll tell you that it's the moment of totality that just makes the difference. The difference between a total eclipse and seeing a partial is like night and day, okay? So That's really the time where this very unique opportunity to see the atmosphere of the sun, the corona, comes into play. And this is the only time we can see that. We're fortunate that our moon is about the same size as the sun, or it appears to be, in the sky. And that's kind of a unique situation in the solar system. So when that happens, you get to see a part of the sun that you don't get to see at any other time.
Blair, I wonder, when you're trying to get this information out, the NASA EDGE team is a production team. You're able to put this information on the NASA channel, for example. What are you specifically looking at? What information are you hoping to bring to people who can't be here in Carbondale or anywhere else along the path of totality?
Well, again, it just goes back to this being such a unique event. And, I know that when we started working with Lou and his group back for the transit, just the idea of how difficult it is to shoot the sun and get imagery of the sun. This is something that you might take for granted under normal circumstances. But really, being able to do that in a way where people all around the country, around the world, can actually see that visually is our big challenge. And we're working with Lou's group and Lund Solar Systems, and they're working on visualization that will be spectacular for people. And back to the fact that it's such a unique event, this is so rare and such a unique and fun kind of rare occurrence that you want to do this in community. You want to be with a group of people and share it with as many people as you possibly can, and that's our goal.
With the short amount of time that we have remaining, Lou, I did want to ask you, there will be another total eclipse whose path of totality comes through Carbondale in another 7 years. Are there experiments or things that you'll be setting up to compare each of those events?
Well, this eclipse is actually kind of a dry run in some sense for the 2024 eclipse, May of 2024. So there are experiments that we're doing for this eclipse. Most of them kind of center on understanding the lower atmosphere of the sun, kind of right near what we call the photosphere, the surface of the sun. So certainly those opportunities will be replicated in 2024.
And we're pleased to help bring more information to the people about the eclipse, which is coming up August 21st on the SIU campus and across most of Southern Illinois. You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.